Hello, my name is Barbara Robinson, and I am the founder of Wish Empowerment Events. Let me tell you a little bit about Wish. Wish means Women Interested in Self-Help. It is a God-given purpose to help women who are in need of healing and guidance. So our mission through this podcast is to help women who desire to live their God-given purpose without boundaries, restraint, or fear. It's about helping women who desire to live their God-given purpose through healing themselves in order to help others. It is also about helping women who are interested in learning how to pray for themselves as well as others. Helping women who are interested in moving past their past and living in a full present life. This is what Wish Ministry is about. So let's get started today. Today, I want to take topic number one, moving beyond your past. What does that mean? Well, let's examine that for a minute. If you take a moment and sit back and think about your past and all the events that have happened to you personally that had an effect on you, be it a negative environment, a negative situation, something where maybe you didn't get the job you thought you should have gotten, or perhaps someone who you were involved with or in love with decided that the relationship was no longer something they wanted, or maybe you were in an abusive relationship, or perhaps you had a loss, or maybe you yourself did some sort of act that you truly regret, and whatever it is, it's in your past. Well, one thing about your past is, I'm going to raise a few points here, and I'll start off with the first three in this podcast today. So one of them that I need you to be aware of and to think about is how your past affects you today. And usually, I'm going to say 100% of the time, the things that happen in our past tend to have a stronghold on us. And this is number one. And what does that really mean? That means that whatever that thing or event or person is that has happened in our past to cause us to feel some sort of emotion. And by no means does this mean that it is all bad, but 90% of it is probably something that has a negative effect on you. So that creates a stronghold, and that stronghold happens because it's in your mind. And once it's in your mind, and it starts to propagate, and it's like a flower, but it's not a pretty flower. It's like a weed. It starts to grow, and it starts to fill your mind, and different things could trigger that event. And so that stronghold will then lead to procrastination, because whatever it was that you that had that negative effect on you in the past will prevent you from doing something in the future. So say, for instance, in relationships, strongholds have a tendency to cause us to procrastinate. And when I say that, I mean it where you know what it was that hurt you, at the same time, you're afraid to move to something better. Why is that? How many women, and be honest, ladies, how many women have been in a bad relationship and you constantly say to yourself, why do I keep ending up with the same type of men? Or why do I keep ending up being hurt? Well, because of that stronghold. And that stronghold causes you to procrastinate. And because it's a weed and it has infiltrated your mind, it makes you believe that you are not worthy. And when you feel that subconsciously, you may not even be conscious of it, but when that feeling happens, or when that thought propagates your mind and you feel that you're not worthy, you will procrastinate to move on to something better. And something better means something different. And something different means something that you have not yet experienced, because you've been used to experiencing the same type of behavior, or the same type of treatment, or the same type of respect or disrespect. you will tend to lean more to that than to go to something new. So that stronghold creates what I call number two, which is procrastination. And from procrastination, what I've found in talking to a lot of women, and some of you will probably immediately recognize this and some of you won't, because it is not something that we, and this is just by human nature, we do not like to look at ourselves and say that we have low confidence. Low self-confidence. And what happens with that low self-confidence, and I'll pull all three of these back together again for you, is when you have low self-confidence, you tend, again, to gravitate to things that are comfortable to you. You tend to gravitate to things that have been in your past. You tend to gravitate to things that are easy. So if there's a certain type of man that you are attracted to, and he has been attracted to you, and you've been in several relationships where, or maybe one relationship, it doesn't, the number is irrelevant. It's how you are treated in that relationship. You will tend to gravitate to it. And many times women gravitate to relationships where they could feel dominant or where they are dominated. And either way, it could cause you to have low self-confidence. And with that low self-confidence, like I said, that brings you to procrastinate. So you will procrastinate to move forward because of your low self-confidence. And because of your low self-confidence, that results from you being in a stronghold. So with that low self-confidence, I'm going to give you an example. So say you are a lady and you have a certain type of gentleman that you have dealt with in the past, and maybe he was not always a romantic type, but deep inside in your mind you felt like, well, I would like for him to be a little bit more romantic, or I would like for him to spend more time with me where it's just him and I, or maybe it could be a situation where at work, you know, you get passed over for major projects and you feel like, well, I would like to have a certain type of project, but because you lack the confidence to get that done, that resonates. That resonates. And how does that resonate? That resonates in the way that you speak to people. That resonates in the way that you carry yourself and your presentation. Because what you have to understand, ladies, is when people see you, they don't know anything about you. They just see your exterior, how you carry yourself. Do you carry yourself with your head held high and your shoulders pulled back? Or are you slumped over? Or are you humped over? Or are you carrying yourself like you really just don't care? It's all in how you present yourself. And so those things could determine your level of confidence or the perception of your level of confidence from people. And generally speaking, that reflects who you, how you feel about yourself. So those three points today, I just want to make sure that you understand three things. Stronghold creates procrastination, which leads to low self-confidence. So if you can identify that stronghold in your life, address it head on and be forthright with it, acknowledge it, speak to it, and command it that it does not exist and it will not exist in your life, and it will not hold you back from doing and being the best that you can be, and then it will propel you then to take that next step. See, what I've learned in this life is when you think you can't, that's the time that you can, and that's the time that you should. So the next time when you feel hesitant about something, erase that thought, call it what it is. That's a stronghold. Push it out the way and go forward with whatever that thought is. And here's the key. Don't think about it again. Just do it. Now, some of you may say, well, what if that means I want to slap my boyfriend, or I want to, you know, cuss my boss out or something like that? Don't do that. I mean, we have to use common sense too, right? But that stronghold means instead of slapping your boyfriend or cussing your boss out, look at it this way. You do not control who I am and what I can be. What that means then is you have taken that power back from whomever or whatever, and you have relinquished it upon yourself. And now you hold the power. You hold the control over you to do and be anything that you would like to be. And I know firsthand through my own personal experiences that once you understand that you control everything, you will be better and you will be able to move beyond your past. So thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us today. I really appreciate this time that you've spent with me. And next podcast, we will be discussing what types of things cause us to suffer with depression. A lot of times we don't like to talk about depression, but it's been a fairly talked about topic lately, and so I'd like to address that because that is one of those things in this series of moving beyond your past that I would like to discuss and help you get through. Again, thank you for joining Wish Empower Me Events. This is Barbara Robinson, and you have a wonderful day. Welcome back to Wish Empower Me Events. Hi, I'm Barbara, and I thank you for joining me this evening. We're back here for podcast number two. Podcast number two about moving beyond your past. Last episode, we talked about strongholds and how it creates procrastination and leads to low self-confidence. And all of those things combined tend to make us stagnated, you know, and not being able to progress in areas of our lives that we want to be in or that we could potentially be in if we just move beyond our past. So today, I want to talk a little bit more about moving beyond your past, and let's talk more about how those three things, the stronghold, the procrastination, and the low self-confidence actually leads to a fourth thing, which is suffering in silence. Suffering in silence or depression. And I don't have all the statistics, but I will have them for you maybe perhaps during the next podcast. But depression comes in many different forms. And a lot of times we don't recognize that we are suffering. And that's why we call it silent suffering. And when folks suffer in silence, and women tend to do this more because historically women are trained almost to be a caregiver, to be the lead. And the lead is in the sense that she has certain duties that she is responsible for, be it her family, be it her career, be it her business, whatever that thing is that she is responsible for. Women take that with no hesitation, without any second thought, and she thereby puts herself literally to the back of the line, and everything else goes forward. But mentally, she is struggling, and her struggle is not verbal. Many times is kept inside because of fear of embarrassment or fear that people will, you know, talk about you or say things about you. But here's the one thing that I want to bring out to you. When you suffer in silence, you have then surrendered yourself to more pain and more suffering. The more you talk about your pain or your discomfort, the more likely you are to overcome it. And here's why. When things go on in the dark, and the dark doesn't mean dark like lights out, but it means in our minds. And that's a dark space for people on the outside, because no one knows what's in your mind. There's only one who knows what's in your mind, right? And that's God. And it's up to you to allow even him in to fill it with light. Okay? Because when we start to suffer in silence and think that we are responsible for everything in our lives, we will put ourselves in an early grave, or your age prematurely, or you'll find yourself sick because you're internalizing everything that's happening. And a lot of those things could be some as a result of some of those strongholds. And what are those strongholds? Only you know, and God knows what those strongholds are. So I encourage you to get a pen and paper. Yes, I did not say an iPhone or an iPad. I said a pen and a piece of paper, people, and write down what you know are your strongholds in your life. And once you write those strongholds down, start to identify how they have caused you to procrastinate, and further, how they have resulted in what is low self-confidence, and also how they have made you suffer in silence. Then you will start to feel yourself move or shift in another direction. And that direction will start to feel more like I can versus I can't, or I'm not able to. It'll start to feel more like I am able. I can do this. You will start to see light starting to shine. You will feel better, you know, about yourself. Your appearance. In the last podcast, I talked about how our appearance reflects what's going on the inside of us. You'll start to walk up better. You'll start to feel better. But we don't talk enough about the things that trouble us. And particularly women, like I said, because we are taught at a very, very young age how to be strong, how to be fearless, how to be a leader in most cases. And a lot of your strongholds could be as a result of that, because even as a child, many times we are told, you better not cry. You know, well, why not? Why not cry? Crying is an emotion that everyone is allowed to have, right? I see some women who cry frequently, and it gets them things that, you know, women who don't cry don't necessarily get sometimes, because it evokes an emotion in people. So when you are able to relinquish that, that's a cleansing. There's a song that says, when you sow in tears, you reap in rewards. So I'm not saying go around people and cry every chance you get. But what I'm saying is release whatever it is that you have been suffering with silently. Let that thing out. And when you let it out, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Because guess what? When you let it out, I guarantee you, you will start a domino effect, and other people will start to let out whatever they're holding in silence. Because see, in this world, none of us are exclusive. Okay. And what does that mean? That means that each one of us has something that we suffer with silently. Every one of us has something that we suffer with in silence. Okay. Here's an example. I'll start with finances. That's general. Everyone needs it. Everyone has it. And it affects everyone. Okay? So a lot of times in our society, our financial capabilities or our financial books show us where we are in society. Society says you're below poverty if you make less than $20,000 a year. Our society says that if you are in the top 1% of income makers in the United States, then you are extremely wealthy. Okay? I didn't say rich. I said wealthy. And somewhere in between the poverty level and the extremely wealthy level, most of us lie in between somewhere in there. Society has taught us to look at our pocketbooks or our bank accounts and determine who we are and what we are in this world. That is the biggest lie known to man. And here's why. Because that does not define who you are. And that should not be the reason that you suffer in silence. If you're making minimum wage or below minimum wage, I think that's illegal now, right? But I mean, you know, today's world, I'll have to check that. But if you have a certain income bracket that you fall in, you may feel embarrassed about that. Or if you go out with friends, or you won't go out with friends and family or whatever, because you feel like you don't have the income to support that outing, you tend to retreat. And retreating is a form of procrastination. It's a form of stronghold, right? And all of these things turn into low self-confidence, right? Because you start to feel inferior to other people. And it'll also lead to silent suffering, where you may want to go out and you'll hang with those people or be with people to a certain point, and then you'll retreat back when it's time to go forward. And that's one example. Another example I'll go with is, say you are at a event and there are women who may be, very, strong speakers, or, you know, have a strong presence and can deliver a presentation like you've never seen before and motivate you and drive you to do all those things that she has accomplished. But then when you go home, you know, on the ride home, you're pumped up, you're amped up. But then the next day, what do? You do nothing, because you're still suffering with the strongholds that you haven't addressed that cause procrastination, which then leads to the low self-confidence. And now you're suffering in silence again, because now you feel like you're inferior to the lady who can speak and look and dress and act like she has it all. Okay. This will lead to another topic, but we're not going to talk about that right now. But right now, we're going to talk about that silent suffering, the depression. So all of those things accumulate in our bodies and in our mind, because our mind is a playground where thoughts just bounce from thought to thought to thought. And thank God that you can think, but you have to learn to control those thoughts. Okay? You have to know when to turn the negative into a positive and to open up your mind so the light can come in and shine and show you who you really are in Christ. Yes, in Christ. And I say that because our minds are phenomenal. I mean, there is no real explanation for how unique and beautiful and strong the mind and body is. Now you put the two together and you are an awesome individual, but you have to recognize that. But when you're in that low area, you don't feel that. You don't think that you are that strong individual. So today I want to talk about how we can bring you out of that. So I've talked about the stronghold. I've talked about procrastination. I've talked about being and having low self-confidence and being silent suffering, having the depression. All of those things tie together. Now, what I want you to do now, like I said, I want you to take a pen and a piece of paper, write down your strongholds, identify how they have affected you. And then on the flip side of that paper, or in the, make two columns, what the strongholds are and how they have affected you. And then how you can erase each one of those strongholds by doing something that reverses that stronghold. And I guarantee you, by the time you get to the end of that list, you will find yourself in a better position. You will feel better. You will think better. You will be motivated more, and you will feel confident that you can go out and do anything you want to do. Okay? And that is your exercise. So when we come back to our next podcast, you'll be able to be more confident in yourself, and you will be able to move out of that silent depression. It's not a one-stop shop. It is a process. So I'm not going to put it out there like, you know, it happens overnight. It's a process. It's a practice. And once you, because if you think about it, the whole topic of this podcast is about moving beyond your past. And your past didn't happen in one episode. It happened over a series of time. And so your delivery from all of those things that have been holding you in your past will happen in over a delivery of time. But it's up to you how fast that happens, because when you take control and you move out of procrastination, you gain self-confidence, you become more fierce in who you are, and then you start to recognize, I can do anything, and you can. And there's scriptures to support that. I can do anything in Christ who strengthens me. And through that strength, you have all ability to accomplish anything that you desire. You no longer have to worry about whether or not you can speak, whether or not you can hang with the people who are going out every other weekend, whether or not you can get that promotion, whether or not that man looks at you and sees you in a way that you would want him to see you. It doesn't matter. You'll be able to get past that. You'll feel more confident in who you are. And then that way, you'll be able to get more things accomplished and start living your best life. So today I'm going to end this podcast, but I do want to share one thing with you before we end this podcast. And that is, if you really want to move beyond your past, you have to take action. And taking action means identifying what your stronghold is, how to move it out the way so that you will stop procrastinating and you will increase your confidence level and you can stop suffering in silence. Talk to people. Don't be afraid. Talk to them. Tell them what's on your mind. Let folks know, people you trust, people who you know can hear you for you. Talk to them. Sometimes that's a stranger. You know, not all the time is it, you know, people you know. Sometimes it's a stranger. Sometimes strangers gives us more support and comfort than people we know. So it's important to be able to know who you are communicating with as well. So thank you for joining Wish Empower Me events. And I look forward to our next podcast together. You have a great evening.